Spring is finally here, and that means a new season of Yes, We Are Open. This season, Al goes west. West to Calgary, Banff, and Canmore for more motivational stories of small business owners, their trials and triumphs. Settle in for 8 new weekly stories of perseverance over adversity. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, or get started at yesweareopenpodcast.com.
Hiring Al, good and you, not so bad. Squirrely Matt here. Whether you're just tuning in or you're revisiting old episodes, thank you for your incredible support of the Produce Stand podcast. That's what we appreciate about you. Now we have a small favor to ask. We're putting together some best of TPS episodes. That's where you come in. We want to hear from you. If you come across or have a favorite TPS clip, origin story, standout interview moment, or port near anything you deem to be wondrous, reach out through any of our socials and let us know. Now, we have a lot of content, so specify the episode and timestamp. Please and thank you. With that out of the way, let's get back to our regularly scheduled content. Bitter patter.
Hey everyone, Al here with a special episode of the Produce Stand. Now, you may have noticed on our social channels this past weekend, we've been posting a lot of pictures of us and the Blueberry crew up in Sudbury again. And you might be wondering why we were up there again so soon. Well, you're going to find out in a minute as we got an opportunity once again to record the podcast from a universal set. This time it was the Blueberry Bulldogs locker room from Shorzy. Now, I'm going to apologize in advance for the sound quality in this episode. I had an issue with my setup that I didn't catch until we got back, so it's not going to sound as good as normal, but you will be able to hear our stories and hopefully how much fun we're having. So please enjoy this special episode we titled Sudbury Magic.
Far to the north lies a place like no other. Sudbury has called to its sisters and brothers. A beckoning voice born deep from within, the Blueberry crew gathers to join once again. This proud band of wanderers are once more called forth to mighty Sudbury, the jewel of the north. For they weren't forgotten, their memories still burn, where welcoming arms await their return. The town and its people had all made their mark on the souls of our travelers in their minds and their hearts. They were no longer strangers, but family and friends of this beautiful place that they've come to again. Fare thee well, wanderers, wherever they roam, till the next time Sudbury can welcome them home.
That fresh produce stand there, that's a beauty.
What do you listen to?
My favorite murder podcast.
Taggart and Torrance podcast.
The Produce Stand.
Fucking sexy.
It's Sudbury Saturday night, and that means we are once again hanging at the Produce Stand. Podcast covers everything in that.
Now, I know what you're thinking. There are many other Letterkenny podcasts out there, but this one is coming to you from the Blueberry Dogs locker room. That's right. I'm
It's the Sudbury Blueberry Bulldog.
Thank you, Matt.
Sudbury right. Blueberry.
Sudbury Blueberry.
Oh, are you done? I'm Al, your host, and joining me in the room as always is the lovely Tanya, Squirrely Matt, and the venerable Victor. And also we have awesome Casey, Aaron, Joshua, Adrian, Robbie, Michelle, Joey, and Christine, and Ryan. We're all in here. Guys, make some noise.
I regret nothing.
This is crazy. So let me set the scene here. We are sitting in the Blueberry Bulldogs locker room set in the Capriol Arena. Yeah. And we're here with some of our DGen friends who have come up from the States. We're going to talk about what brought us here today. But first, let's do our usual.
I need coffee.
How do you know?
Our lineup is going to be Tanya, Matt, Al, Victor, and then our guests will have the last word because you're special.
Every goddamn time, Tanya.
So, Tanya.
You have to take it.
How's your week?
How is my week? Oh, I don't even remember the week.
No.
We're just going to fast forward to Friday.
Yes.
Here we are. We've come to Sudbury. Just too much nerves. Anyways, so we're here and we are with everyone. And this is just so surreal.
Not everyone, but I mean, we are here with the Blueberry Crew. From before. Beautiful. So that's important to note. That's important to note because I think we have some disappointed people who had no idea what was happening this weekend and are wondering what the fuck's going on. We came up on Friday.
Oh my gosh, so much turmoil just to come up. Our van broke down in the morning, and then we had to make some quick change and get another vehicle and finally made up here. But we got here and had something to eat and started partying right away and went out and had some drinks and chatted and had such a good time.
It's been quite a couple of days already. Yeah. Matt, how have you been?
Oh, man. Do you mean specifically today? Because anyone who's been around me, it's been a couple
of days. Well, let's see. We're going for a tight 60 minutes here, so make it quick.
All right, so fast forward a bit. It's epic. Look where we are.
This is crazy.
Wild. Mm-hmm. The drive off was nice not having to drive and stuff.
I
know last time, if you guys remember, I left like 5 o'clock in the morning to get up here for like 9. Mm-hmm. And I joined just in time for breakfast. And then we hit the road and spent the entire day go. Yeah, I was so busy, but I was exhausted. So it was nice to be the backseat driver this time and just enjoy the
drive-off. And boy, were you ever. Actually, you weren't. It was more Victor and Tanya. Yeah,
I
know. And the car, I had the car beeping at me, Tanya saying, they're stopping, and Victor going, shouldn't you be turning that way? What the fuck?
But also, swear to God. You can get mad at Al again this time because...
What?
Hold on, hear me out here.
Again?
Because last time we were given shit because we didn't set up the field recorder and the mic.
That's right.
And we missed a bunch of great content.
Yes.
We did.
From our opinion, great content. So we did set up the recorder on the way up, but we were pretty dry. Like, you're not going to lie. We did. We had some conversation, and then Al didn't take it on.
You guys are fucking downright boring. You weren't dry. You were boring.
I'm sitting there trying to figure
out how to set your out of office. I'm like, what the hell?
It took us a solid hour to figure out how to set our out of office.
Unbelievable. It was like the most boring ride. 4 hours of this. I recorded this.
Yeah, the argument between you and Victor on where a music a store was and what the location was. I'm like, if only there was a device that could tell us where said place was back in the day.
All right. But then we didn't set it up all the time we've been driving around today, and I'm not.
Comment out
there was gold again.
Yes.
So much gold.
Sorry, you're all going to miss it.
And nickel and copper.
Oh, that's all now.
We have your word for it. Pitter patter.
Yeah.
We talk about the mailboxes versus why aren't they called the mailboxes?
Yeah. This is
bad. Oh boy. We're going right off the rails. Anyways, we are.
Tanya made a good point though. The female boxes would have the.
Female boxes have the slot. It would make sense for us to be called female boxes.
And we're out of time.
Tanya's appearing here every night. Try the veal. Victor, how have you been?
I'm good, but I thought you were going next.
I'm not going. I've already been. I've had my say.
You sure have.
All right. I have no idea how my week was. It's all already a fog. Mm-hmm. I'm just here surrounded by celebrities. Just south of the tube.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Two.
Tubes.
It's a thing. It's a tube.
It's a series of tubes. From the satellite, from the great
Anyway, I have no idea how I'm doing. This is just like my wedding day.
Or maybe it means he's not. Anyway, we don't talk. Hold on.
Victor, you must consummate the marriage.
Great. All right.
That's it. I'm
Victor.
With that,
he's blushing over there.
Can you please pass the mic over to Awesome for a second? Awesome, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
Not so bad. So, you set the scene here because, I mean, why are we here? And it is nuts this time. This time we didn't do anything. It was you, D-Gens, who came up in December, the Blueberry Bulldog crew.
D-Gens started it all.
Oh, was it? Okay, so maybe it was Josh then. Josh should have the mic. Josh, what happened? How did we get here?
It was.
You can hold the mic.
Yes, Josh.
I prefer you to hold my mic.
Hey there, that's my wife, there, Josh. I know. I'm sitting right here, Josh.
I know that you're gonna make it on the table first. He's not gonna make it on the
table. Ah, oh, fuck it. It's an open marriage. Go on.
It all started, believe it or not, with a bathroom conversation at the Pisser.
Okay, at the Pisser? That's the name of the bar that you
it's
were
out,
at?
It's oh. Outhouse.
We were in the bathroom rocking a piss at the urinal. That started the whole thing.
Who's we? Like, what?
Yeah, what the hell was his name?
Why is he telling the same thing?
Yeah, Nick.
Nick,
yeah.
Okay.
Nick and I were in there.
Was it Nick?
And we were having so much fun. Yeah,
you guys were up here in Sudbury doing your Blueberry Crew tour.
Yeah, December when we came up for Shores.
And you guys started hanging out with some of the crew members, with Kara and with a few people who work on Letterkenny.
And they started buying us some drinks at the bar, and we were buying drinks at the bar. And next thing you know, we went in to take a piss, and Nick says, "You guys are so much fun, you need to come back up."
Mm-hmm.
And
so that's all that was needed to be said. All right, so fast forward now.
He said to Karen, and she said,
You guys went back to your separate. So, let's talk about, first of all, Joshua, where are you coming from? Like, where are you?
Shippensburg, Pennsylvania,
and you flew up to, like, tell us your journey to get up here.
I actually drove to meet Casey, who only lives 2 hours away from me.
Okay,
met her. We drove to the airport, flew up here to Toronto on Thursday morning,
and then drove up from Toronto.
And we drove up from. Well, we met Aaron and Joey at Toronto as well.
Awesome.
And then we drove up from Toronto. Thursday.
All right. So after you guys after December, you guys had a magical time here. We already talked about that in previous episodes. You went home, and then you're like, you called Awesome or texted Awesome and said, "Hey, Awesome, promises were made. Can you follow?"
I actually coordinated that night. I said something to her. And,
okay.
And
yeah.
She said Josh to talk to Karen.
Looking all fucking shell shocked. Yeah. White as a sheet. Like, I can't. At first, I was like, they were just having a slash. This is just pub talk, whatever. He comes out and tells me what went down.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you need to go talk to Kara about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And he goes to talk to Kara right then and there.
Yeah.
And she sends him back to me, and he says, Kara says, she'll coordinate with you. Like, done deal.
Right. Yeah. So that's the beginning of this.
That was the whole conversation.
Yeah. That was the extent of the conversation we had on the whole topic.
Okay.
And then I sent a thank you note to Kara afterwards.
Sure.
In an email, and I was like, there was some talk flying around. If it was just loosey-goosey, it's all good. The drink was flowing.
Yeah.
And she goes, No, just wait till after the holidays, because it's like, not trying to work through the holidays. Mm-hmm. I'm like, fair.
Yeah.
Okay. So I reached back out after, and that set off a series of emails between me and Kara.
A series of fortunate events.
Yeah. Right. And it all culminated in getting some flights organized and getting our accommodation organized. And so we've been wandering around town experiencing Sudbury.
We've been fucking influenzas.
Don't think for a moment I don't feel a little slick around the edges about that. That's so much anti-capitalist.
And how's that done? Don't you normally feel just slick around the edges?
Oh.
Yeah. Hey.
We'll get to you in a second, Casey. Awesome.
Tell us,
Awesome, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from the Bay Area, California.
When did you? So tell us your journey here. You got on a train. You got on a plane. You got on an automobile. It's a fucking Steve Martin movie here.
So my husband dropped me off at BART at like 6:15. I got on a train. I went all the way out to SFO. Took the shuttle. I accidentally read my boarding pass instead of F. I read F. It said E. So at the last, I got sat down, I got some tapas, I got a couple glasses of wine, it's sat there. I got my time, my day's right there. Fuck no.
That's crazy.
Absolutely. Right? So I'm like hustling my ass down to the proper gate. And I get there with like 10 minutes to spare, I think, but we taxi, we take off, no problem. I get about halfway through Shoresy before I was like, no. Okay. So, got a little catnap on the plane. Touchdown in Toronto at
6:55.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Yeah. And had to wait for how many hours for somebody to pick you up?
Three.
That's crazy.
Wait, on that quick note, how many people here re-crushed Shoresy before coming up here?
The entire flight.
Oh, yeah. I got a few.
Denver to Toronto is the perfect amount of time.
At least three.
We'll raise our hand in an audience.
Shoresy's ratings are going through the roof just from this trip alone.
For those who couldn't see the hand raises on that question.
It's great for audio.
Pretty much everybody raised their hand.
Yeah. All right. While we pass the mic down to Casey, I'm going to ask Joey here. Joey, where are you coming from?
I'm coming from Denver. My trip was seamless. Woke up pretty early, but drove to the airport, made it through security all in under an hour.
And he's so comfortable here in the city of Sudbury. He's already got his damn shoes off.
Sudbury socks. The Sudbury socks. Drinking a Puppers here and here in the studio at Inset. This is absolutely incredible. This is just surreal. I'm not sure that any of us are going to be able to really put this into words.
Well, you're going to have to, because we got some content to
film. Yeah, but like once this is all said and done, come like the end of our trip, it's just, I don't even know. I think finally we'll all be able to breathe.
As I wanted to say, was it seven people who traveled up from the States?
Yeah. Seven States.
Back in December, all seven of you are back.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah.
Not one of you missed this opportunity. So that's
no, and that's because of our families.
Yeah. Casey, how have you been?
Good.
Where are you coming from?
Virginia, Shenandoah Valley, Harrisonburg, USA.
Excellent. That's somewhere down there. I don't know exactly where
somewhere
it is.
But down
some,
there.
Somewhere down there. And so Joshua drove from his place in Pennsylvania to your place. Pick
you
up.
Sorry, I'm from
America.
I'm sorry.
We'll get to your Canadian standoff later. But so you got picked up by Josh. You guys flew up.
Yeah, Josh drove down. He got to my house at 2 a.m. And I said, what the fuck are you doing at my house? Because I haven't seen him since December, except online.
Mm-hmm.
And then he met my cat, and we got in the car. And
did you see her pussy?
Get the lights kissing down.
That is probably the first time I've seen Joshua blush this entire trip. Right. This is amazing.
He's dirtying Ariel's hair.
She did not miss a beat on that one.
All right, let's hear from Adrian. How are you now?
Good, and you?
Not so bad. And where are you coming from, AJ?
Coming from Southern Maine.
Southern Maine. And you just got in here like yesterday.
I got in yesterday, yeah. So I did the drive to the Boston airport,
mm-hmm.
Commuter or light rail to the airport, fly to Toronto, and then Robbie and I drove up from Toronto to Mississauga.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you were one of the few that came back, came in December, and you were able to come back again. I mean, and before, like, you were unemployed back then.
Yes. I didn't have a job last time, so I'm like, great. My wife's like, great, get out.
What do you call that?
Yeah, so you had time, but maybe not necessarily money. But this time, you probably had a little bit of money, but did you have to tell your boss, I'm going to Canada for a few
days?
Well,
it was interesting that because we've, like we said, we've kind of been going back and forth since December that this was going to happen. And then the dates got announced, and we knew, like, we'd be coming up at some point in that six-week period.
Yeah.
So we're, like, trying to schedule time off, but we don't know when it's going to be.
Yeah.
So I started a job second week in February, which is basically I started a conversation with my boss, like, hey, I have the opportunity to come back up here to Sudbury to hang up with these amazing family.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, yeah, go ahead. Just let us know.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, good.
I might not be able to give you, like, the exact dates until it might be, like, 3 days before I leave. It's like, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, wow.
I'm happy to get in June and taking a bunch of time off, so do your thing.
Oh,
you. So my lawyers were super understanding, and, yeah, great to be here. Like, it really, honestly, I probably would have come up anyways because this is just, it's just family again.
Yeah. You would if he had said no, you would have said, fuck you, I'm quitting, and you would have come up on
that. That might not have flown with the wife, but yeah.
That's amazing. Erin.
Yes.
How's it going?
Oh, super good. I'm here.
Yeah.
There was a very hot second where I wasn't going to be here.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
So I'm a teacher, so we only get a few days off of school.
That's right.
We're 12 days off of school. Yeah. And so I used those in December for this incredible opportunity to come up here and meet all these wonderful people. Mm. And I had to write a dissertation to my superintendents. I am not kidding.
Wow.
It was the most beautiful thing I ever wrote. A little bit after
doctoral thesis.
I had to make her understand why this meant so much to me, because I'm not with my friends.
Yeah.
So it's big. It was really, really big. So just share the educational opportunities I had, how I was going to take care of my friends. Whatnot. You don't need to hear all that, but
yeah. By your friends, you mean your students. Your friends. Yeah, that's all right.
Sorry, she's American.
Yes, sorry American.
That's going to be the tagline for this trip. Sorry, I'm American.
But anyway, 3 weeks went by, mm-hmm. and plans are in place. Everybody's like, we're getting dates. We know kind of the week and everything. I have heard nothing from my superintendent. So I'm sitting here like, okay, I'm going to come on the weekends. I'm going to just fly up. I'm going to drive. I literally had all planned that I was going to come on Friday night.
Yeah.
I was going to drive up by myself and then leave Sunday morning and drive back.
Oh my God.
Because I couldn't.
You can miss it. Yeah.
On the fourth week, she responded and gave me permission. So, yeah, it was a big...
It's a Sudbury miracle.
Yes.
It's the Sudbury magic.
Yes,
the
Sudbury magic. That is a real thing. That has been referred to a lot here, the Sudbury magic. We're going to talk about that a little bit.
I'm surprised you didn't hear me screaming from up here.
I know. Michelle, you've had the longest commute out of all, right? Where are you coming from?
I've always been here. I'm local, and all I had to do was show up in the hotel parking lot after work on Thursday with the first group of degens that arrived. So,
that's right, because you're from Sudbury. You want to remind us what you do here?
I teach at Laurentian University, forensic science.
That's right. So Michelle's been our tour guide here. So whenever we do have friends coming up here, they always find Michelle, and she takes them around and shows the sights. Today we met one of your former students
Two of my former students, actually, one at Science North and one at Dynamic Rift. So they're up there doing good work.
Yeah, shout out to Melissa. By the way, I forgot to say, Aaron, you came up from Chicago, Illinois. So, we're covering all the states here. Let's talk to Robbie here. Robbie, have you been?
I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure. They'll know for a week or so.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've been kind of, you're the strong, silent type usually, although every once in a while, when you do speak, there's some zingers that come out of you, like this morning at breakfast. Anyway.
Robbie.
Yeah, where are you coming from?
North Idaho.
Yeah. Idaho.
Yeah.
So there aren't a lot of direct flights to Toronto from Idaho. How did you get here?
My trip started Wednesday at 10. I drove to Spokane, connecting flight in Phoenix, stop in Omaha to drop my son off with Grandma and Becca, flew to Buffalo from there, drove to Toronto, picked up Adrian, and then on to Sudbury.
That's crazy.
That was it.
Hours of travel.
Started at 10 a.m. and he got to Sudbury at 4:30.
Christine's face right now. She's like, what?
That is commitment.
Yeah.
That's love.
Also, sorry, we live in Chicago.
Jesus Christ. Unbelievable.
You saw the sights, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing. You're here now, and you're one of the original crews. So when you were told, because we were always saying, we'll do this again one day, we'll do this. But then we're doing this again in May.
Yeah.
Like, what did you think? You don't have time to do this?
It's funny you ask that because we found kind of general idea. I just kept saying, please not this specific weekend, weekend, but this specific weekend, because my wife is running her sister's bachelorette party in Nashville this weekend.
Yeah.
And as long as it wasn't this weekend, it would be fine.
Oh, no.
So that's the stop off in Omaha.
To drop the That's amazing. Well, you're here, and we're happy to
Sudbury
have you here.
Magic.
And the person who's been showing us around Sudbury is here too. Her name's Christine. Christine, how are you now?
Good. Yes. Wow. Yes. Yes.
So, Christine, you've got a background with Letterkenny. You've been you've worked on the show for a few seasons, right?
Yeah, season 1, 3, 4, and 5, I believe.
As a producer?
No, that's a very high compliment. Thank you.
Oh.
I was actually the assistant production coordinator, so I was in the production department facilitating many different things for quite a few seasons.
All right. And then Kara called you up because she needed basically a cat wrangler for this video.
Yeah, she's like, I've got a couple cats coming to town. I'm going to bring them up for me. So she reached out to me last week and just asked me to kind of help out where she'd never think of everything. So that's where I jumped in and started making a plan for you guys and looking forward to your arrival.
I mean, and you did a great job. Mm-hmm. I think we all agree.
It was
yes. Amazing.
She had no idea what she was in.
No. So, yeah, and I wanted to ask you about this because... I mean, when Kara said there's going to be some people coming up and you've given us an amazing like itinerary for the next few days, but you've spent a day with us now. Like, are you and Ryan, by the way, Ryan's a man pointing a camera at my face right now. And, Don't do that. Extreme close up from Ryan. Thanks, man. But when you guys are like off, you know, sitting at your table eating, are you saying what the fuck's with these people, or like what's going through your heads?
Not at all. It's interesting because some of you said like, oh, we're watch out, like, you know, be ready. And you guys have been such a lovely group to spend the day with.
Oh, shucks.
Every time when we are sitting off to the side, I'm like, what are these people? We've enjoyed the day as much as you've enjoyed the day, I think, and also watching you guys react and enjoy what is here in Sudbury and what you've been kind of doing here has just brought me like an extra level of joy. And thank you guys, because that just has been warming my heart.
Because you're originally from Sudbury as well.
Yes,
this is your home. Yeah. So, I mean, seeing outsiders, and I've heard this like in the last couple of days from people where we've been at, was it Peddlers and a few other places, say, oh, you guys are coming from this. Why are you coming up here? And they're all really surprised, but really pleased. And I mean, that's a lot of, you know, so this must particularly that to have people come up here because they want to come up here and have some fun.
It's really cool. So it's a cool, small city. It's got a good vibe. And I always think that there's lots to enjoy. So to be able to showcase that and share that with you and set that little stage, it's been really fun. And thank you for giving me that opportunity.
Well, you gave us the opportunity to come back. Are you kidding me?
That's so cool.
You're literally being paid to say all these nice things, but we appreciate it.
Feel free to pass any of this on to Jared.
And truly, you've given us an itinerary that has taken us to some amazing places.
Tanya's really jealous about your spreadsheet, by the way. When I showed her your spreadsheet,
I can share. I use, like, in film, you do a call sheet for every day. I don't know if you guys have seen that. There's a document that tells everybody what they're doing, who's there, what time, all of this stuff. That document I'm super familiar with, and I just use it in all these kind of different planning projects, not necessarily in film, but even in life. And so I was like, I'm using that template to do this for this crew, and that's kind of what I did. I used the call sheet template for my wedding, even, guys.
That's amazing. That's great. All right. Thank you so much, Christine. Okay. We've had a great time here with you. Let's go back to, all right, Tanya, let's talk about the last, we got here Friday night. It's pretty late. So today's our first full day here. What's your favorite part of today?
Oh, the minute we woke up, it was like, go, go, go. Mm-hmm. And it like everything, again, the itinerary was perfect. It just really, really was. We got to go to this great breakfast place, Nowhere.
Public House.
Oh, amazing. Yeah.
Is the owner that was there?
Caitlin.
And oh my gosh, the food was so amazing. Like, the bread was fresh. To the camera.
This is an audio podcast.
The bread was amazing. Like, locally.
Everything was locally, sourced.
And, butter,
that's what I really appreciate. And seasoned.
Yeah.
It was butter, seasoned. Everything was local, but it wasn't just that it was local, but that she shared it with us. Mm-hmm. You know, she told us, you know, where the sausage was, where the farming was,
where does the sausage go?
Don't be a juvenile.
It wasn't from the Tex farm. I just wasn't sure.
One of the reasons we went to Nowhere Public House in the first place is because it's Michelle's favorite place to hang out.
That's right. It's only a couple of blocks from your place,
that's
right?
That's right. And I meet there every Thursday with a couple friends. And it started off as a book club sort of a thing, but it's just a social event. So it's just a nice, quiet place to hang out. At least there's...
Well, not anymore. Now you have, like, how many of us are there? 14 vegans?
We left Sudbury. We had a whip around, and we sent Michelle a gift card to Nowhere for about was $100.
Yeah.
It was a nice, really nice amount. Yeah. So thank you. You fed three of us quite nicely. Thank you.
Amazing.
It was amazing. Mm-hmm. You've been such a great host.
Yes, all the time.
The Caesar, best Caesar in town. Best Caesar in town.
Yeah,
Matt finally drank his first Caesar.
Yeah.
And Matt, what did you think of it?
He made a face at it.
Listen,
we all know that I'm not a fan of Caesars.
But
the whole, you see a Caesar, you gotta have a Caesar. No.
He's not a fan of tomatoes, not Caesars.
Well, but they're in Caesar. So anyways, I can't argue with that. I actually felt a little bad when I reacted the way I did, and I know you got it on film there. I mean, like squinting and like twitching a little and like shaking, and the lady's looking at me. The really nice server gave it to me. I'm like, no, it's not you. This is me. Like, I'm sure it's a wonderful Caesar. Mm. So, but at least now I have an opinion about it.
There you go.
Because I've always said, I know I always talk about that. And then, so I've been able to make an opinion that I say, definitely don't like Caesars. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure it was wonderful. So.
Don't you feel better now?
No.
Victor happily drank it.
So. Yeah, Victor took it.
There was no problem there.
Yeah, nothing went to waste. Matt, what's been your favorite part so far?
Oh, that wasn't my favorite
part. Oh, sorry. Oh.
Wow. I was just starting.
Okay, you know, I said tight 60 minutes and we all have to talk, so.
Okay. I'm just saying that jump through. It's like everything was amazing. I love the walkthrough on all the murals.
That was fun.
That was amazing. Like when you said we were going to go for a walk, I was like, okay, I like walking, but it's not like suburbs. Walking just unique to here, but it's a mural. It's
We don't walk in Newmarket, Victor. We all. No, I don't. You like?
That was
really cool.
I've never ever done before, and holy Nana was that a retreat. Mm-hmm. I won't say anything more because I'll let everybody.
Yeah, but definitely a few times you said we got to bring the kids up here because we got to go.
It was so surreal to be in the tunnels and underground and to know that there's like tons and tons of rocks on top of you. And
yeah, I didn't find that part cool. I found it uneasy. Yeah.
Is that where the murals are? In a safe way, I guess. But
sure. I'm like, oh, but then we have mesh. I'm like, what the fuck's that going to do?
His chain link fence is going
to stop. Yeah. You know, I've ran through a chain link fence before. It didn't stop me. How's it going to stop
a mountain?
Like, when I was a kid. Anyway, Matt. You weren't there, man.
All right, Juggernaut. Get the momentum. He's going through fences now.
Back this day.
I might have been thrown, but anyway.
What's your thought? I mean, this, like, if it's just today, so like the last night was amazing.
And Casey.
Who we lost?
Casey.
My turn?
No. We're trying to get through Matt.
It's already happened.
Who has the talking stick?
Three people. All
right, well, turn off the other one.
All right. I had the power.
That's true. Maybe.
So, yeah, like, this is, it's been amazing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I specifically have a favorite thing. I really genuinely enjoyed everything. Like, from last night, from what I remember, we enjoyed the Sudbury nightlife. And multiple locations, and
yes.
A few drinks. There is some proof, which I'm sure will leak its way out at some point.
Matt singing Bon Jovi and
attempting
karaoke,
not even on the stage,
and riding around on Awesome's back, and that is not a euphemism. That actually happened. Yeah.
I gave him a piggyback ride.
Yes.
Why would anybody ever walk when they can do this?
If you're not in Sudbury, that's probably what you do. But in Sudbury, you walk.
You establish the walking. There's the walking. It's covered.
Oh. They got great walking in Sudbury.
Yeah.
Sudbury.
Walking's not even
settle down.
Settle down.
This is going off the rails.
This was never on the rails.
No. It was never on the rails at all.
Well, Victor can tell you that.
I like all the train talk, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised there's not been more train talk today.
I'm getting to it.
Yeah. Okay, Victor has hit me several times today. In excitement over a train.
He's excited.
Cry harder, Sally.
Yeah.
No, he smacked him like a loud smack in the back of the.
Matt has the conch.
I know.
I'm fine. You guys are
so rude sometimes.
Sorry.
So
this is not a safe place.
I know it's not. This day, yeah, it's been unbelievable. And I do want to say again, Christine and Ryan, I'm not sure where he stepped. Thank you so much. You guys have welcomed us with open arms, and yeah, it's just unbelievable. So appreciate you guys. Appreciate everyone coming up here, right?
Yeah.
And like everything about today was wild to me. I do agree the dynamic earth thing was unreal.
Was
I
really
said it multiple times. Like I would 100% bring my kids here.
Yeah.
It was not what I expected. You know, and last time we were up here and taking our photos at the nickel and everything like everyone does. If I had known that was there, man, we should have rearranged things to try to get in there.
We knew it was there, but it was closed.
But we had no effort to go to it, though.
Yeah.
Like, we were like, oh, this is what we'll
do. It wasn't on Tanya's.
Science North. I really
it wasn't on Tanya's spreadsheet, so
yes,
we didn't.
It didn't make a list. We had jam-packed.
We were jam-packed, people.
Yeah, no, I know.
There's no way.
But I'm pleasantly surprised. I knew I was going to have a good time,
sure.
And I'm having an amazing time. And it's not just one specific thing. It's I'm taking it all in as an overall experience.
Yeah.
And I know we're not done. So
I know.
I don't even want to try to say it's my favorite because I'm not going to have a favorite.
Yeah.
It's just not how I roll.
There's still 2 days left.
Exactly.
And we'll talk about those 2 days in a second. Victor.
Yeah, we're trying to talk.
But you know what? While all of you have been watching reruns of Jersey.
here we go.
So I watched a 3-hour documentary of taking a train ride from our precious station here downtown Sudbury to White River, which is a wonderful documentary, and you learn a lot about Sudbury, including the fact that I think I shared this before, that Sudbury's the only Canadian city that got a shout out from the moon, if you believe in the moon landing.
Well, they were shot in Sudbury. You know that.
There's a gang of worms that we are not even. Put that shit back in the
paper. No. I'm all about science. I believe in
Yeah, Victor is just appealing to our QAnon listeners. That's all.
I thought I got rid of them.
So there was a meteor that landed here many moons ago.
Allegedly. Many moons. And created, I see what you did there.
Thank you. And created a landscape that made a perfect area to kind of train for the astronauts.
I see what you did there.
That went on the Apollo missions. And anyway, so apparently in one of the missions, not the first one, or Apollo 13,
or
they a shout out to Sudbury from the moon, so that's really exciting. I learned that from watching the train documentary.
Didn't Kubrick shoot the moon landing up there too?
Anyway, so I think we all should take that train ride next time.
Yes, of course you do.
All right, we'll talk. We'll workshop that idea. All right, Joey, what's been your favorite part of the last few days? Hands free. No, it's okay.
I can hold my own mic. I'm 30 now. I figured it out.
Wait a minute. You're only 30 now? God damn it, kids.
So I guess that makes me the youngest one.
Oh, fuck off. Go.
There's no Chad here, but Chad, this
fuck
is for you.
Chad.
Fuck you, Matt. I don't even know. Like, since we came in December, that was an unreal experience and everything. But coming back is just as surreal as that time was.
Mm.
It feels like the first time, but it's not the first time. It won't be the first time.
That's so sweet.
There's a lot of insight,
yeah. Matt said something earlier today about he went out with us and stuff, and we're like walking around as if we were the locals already. We've been here like a collective 4 days in the two trips, and it feels amazing to already kind of feel like we've already got something invested in the city.
There's a 98% chance I wouldn't have made it back to the hotel last night.
There wouldn't have been mints all over the car.
I would have stumbled into nowhere at some point.
What, today. Me?
What the fuck is a U-ride?
Why does it ever work?
I'm just getting in someone's car. Take me home.
Awesome. What's been your favorite part?
If they don't like you, they say walk.
What's been your favorite part?
It's a toss-up between Tanya and the Dirndl.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that for a second. So, what's the name of the shop?
Vintage.
Vintage.
It's called Vintage.
Cult of Vintage.
So, there was a
Cult of
Thrift Store.
So, shout out to
the dress you put on.
Oh, I didn't know the name of it. I'm like, I did what?
So, shout out to Cult of Vintage.
Cult of Vintage.
So talk about, like, we were walking around, doing our walkabout in Sudbury.
Yes!
And, then we walk into this, first of all, like, Christine went in first because she wanted to make sure it was okay if we went in there. Because it was a scheduled stop on our tour. And we walk in, and who's there?
We ran in to the one and the only Ms.
Bonnie!
Bonnie!
So bad. Didn't you practice this before coming up here? Come on. So after our meeting with Camila, and she left, I turned to Ryan, who was still filming me really close. And I said, "You guys set this up." And he said, "I swear to God, I didn't. She was just there shopping."
Yeah.
Like,
it was a coincidence that she was there.
Quickly ran away.
Yeah. I feel bad for her because, she was suddenly accosted by, like,
well, she got a hello for
a ton of people.
12 other
I feel bad, but she handled it with grace, and it was great. She posed for a picture, too. Yeah. And, yeah.
It's a toss up between Kanye and the Dirndl, giving Matt the piggyback last night, and going down into the mine at Dynamic Earth.
Dynamic.
I felt a very dwarven part of my soul come alive.
Oh,
there you go. Like I'm wanting to pick X.
So let's go back to Tanya in the dress for a second. So.
And Victor learned what a captain is.
I did.
What's a captain?
A captain is a type of dress. It's like long, straight sleeves.
I explained this for you in the car. You don't listen to anything I say.
Clearly.
I think we all just learned what a captain is.
The word captain I've never used.
Thank you. I don't remember either, but I could have been tuning him out.
You saying some other words.
I thought it was just a sleeve dress.
Yeah. So, we found this. What kind of dress was it?
It's a dirndl.
Dirndl? It's like a German style.
Imagine, like, you go to a Bavarian beer garden and the girl who serves the beer, like the girl on the St. Pauli bottle, she's wearing a dirndl.
Yeah.
Rock it.
And so
that sweet.
Tanya wanted to buy it real bad, but she tried it on. It didn't quite fit. She needed assistance. She needed Casey.
You were going to ask me what my favorite part was. Is it time now?
It's time.
Okay.
So you spend 5 minutes in heaven with my wife.
Yeah. Right. Only married.
Only needed three.
It's like heaven and your wife is redundant.
Yeah. All right.
We had the encounter with Brian Murray, and I lost it. I was not able to handle it. And then maybe 10 minutes later, Tanya whispers, "Casey, come here. I need your help." And she's in the dressing room. And I'm like, "Yes, Tanya, I'm coming." And so I hop, skip, and jump my way straight in. And I look over my shoulder to see who's watching because I want to make sure people see this, right? I want to see them.
I think you knocked over some old ladies.
That's okay. I don't give a fuck about your kids. Oh, I'll watch your kids, their grandpa. Anyway, so she called me in, and then she put it on, but it didn't sit.
Oh, no, it did not.
And that was okay, because we did the wedding bridal thing, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
You're just like, let's just cover your underwear. Let's just cover
it. Just pick it up as long as I can.
Don't turn around. I'll just hold it shut.
And so I tried to hide.
So she back in.
She looked good, didn't she, Victor?
It looked good to me.
Yeah. I was behind her the entire time.
But could you tell that I didn't do a good job hiding?
Well, he doesn't have a problem with that.
Well, I didn't have my hair up or a dress.
So you made the perfect perfect clasp, Casey. All right, perfect clasp. Well, hold on. So was that legitimately your favorite part? Or
I think it was one of them. Yeah.
Can you talk really quickly? You said this story a bunch of times at breakfast as well, but you had a Canadian standoff last night.
Sorry, I'm American. And
That's another one.
So you know, people are really nice up here, and they're really considerate of each other. And I was standing at the door of Peddler's Pub, and we're feeling real good. Everything was going great. And in walks this Ted Lasso-looking dude in a fire shirt, right? Exactly. He's like a firefighter, and he walks in, and we're kind of like running. I got a couple drinks in me, so I'm a little all over the place. And he walks in, and we kind of like bumped in. I don't even know if we actually bumped into each other.
Kind of.
But we just kind of were like, oh, sorry. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, like normal. And he goes, no, I'm sorry. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. And then he said, no, I'm sorry. And I was like, I'm sorry. And we did this sort of like spiral double dance where I spun around and he spun around. We just said, I'm sorry. And it was really genuine on his part. But after the first, I'm sorry, when I said I'm sorry normal, it became on how many times can I get this Canadian to say because I am that asshole. Naturally. I had no time to think about it. It was
from New Jersey.
Yes. And he said, when he said, no, I'm sorry. And I was like, I'm sorry. It was great. And then Joey saw it.
I watched the whole thing.
He watched the whole thing go down. We looked at each other and we were like, I felt like Joey from Friends, but I was
I'm like, I saw it happen. You're not alone in this.
Yeah, and that was how the Canadian sorry off was created.
And then, Joey, you had a similar one today, right?
Laughing Buddha. Mm-hmm. We walking into our table, and I open the patio door to go out, and the waitress there does the exact same thing. I think I said sorry first, but she said it even more sorry than your guy did last night. And it was so Canadian. I love it. I think it was back and forth about four times. It was great.
It's not an actual standoff unless it goes for more than three times.
Are you guys taking like an inventory now? Like are we should tally them. Like you got four, you got three.
We're trying to establish a record here. So far the record is four, maybe? Yeah.
Yours for sure.
Joshua, what's your favorite part?
Well, first off, sorry, I'm American.
Yes. That's another thing you guys have been saying all weekend so far.
I don't know if I have any one favorite part. I know I said quite a bit before coming up here, just being up here again with everybody is enough for me. To get to do anything other than hang out with these people, go see other stuff around town, that's just bonus icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. All right,
wow, noser. Shut up, Joey.
Sorry, Joey.
It doesn't count between two Americans. Sorry.
Because we don't need it. It like cancels it out.
And I don't know that I can narrow down any one thing to say it's been my favorite so far, other than just being with everybody. And sorry, I get tired early.
That's all right. You've been a trooper, man. You haven't gone. You haven't been the first one to bed. So.
I kind of was.
Yeah,
but
twice.
It didn't help either. Wednesday night, I never Wednesday morning for work and never went to bed until Thursday night.
Oh,
yeah.
So
you're a trooper.
Yeah, like a half hour on the plane.
Michelle, what's been your favorite part so far?
Just being with everybody again. It's just been great. And I love Sudbury. I love downtown Sudbury. And I saw some hidden gems today that I'd either forgotten about or never knew about. So nice. That was great. And then Dynamic Earth, I mean, rocks. I love rocks.
Oh, I thought you were actually describing Dynamic Earth. It rocked, but you're talking
it
about
does it. Rock.
It does rock.
Sudbury rocks.
Yes. It's funny how like you can live somewhere forever, and sometimes you have to see it through the eyes of visitors to actually learn something new about it. Like I remember taking a friend of mine who was over from Portugal on a city bus tour of Toronto. And I mean, I used to live in Toronto and just that whole tour, I learned stuff about the city that I never knew about. So sometimes it's good to kind of take a step back, show somebody else around, and you learn something new about your home. Adrian.
So I'm going to take about 20% off there. We had an incredible day. You can see everything on the social media hashtag and everything that we've been doing. Being influencers.
lungs.
Influenza.
So we got out here to the Cape Rural Arena where all the sets are. We walked around and screamed and got excited about being in all the various sets that we're in that are up right now.
Yeah.
And then now we're setting up for the pod.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah, we also need electricity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we were kind
of so we're in the middle of this arena, and the set that we're in is in the middle of the arena, and we can't find any extension cords. So we're running around, and we finally get some extension cords coming in. They're Christine called family.
Mom. Right? Is it?
Yeah.
Where to go, Linda?
Yes.
So like, well, we can't do anything.
Yeah.
So we have puppers here.
Yeah.
There we have do. Sticks here.
Yeah.
So we're sitting around in the arena set
in the lock,
with puppers and sticks and just quietly like looking around and just basking in the joy of being here. Kenya plays DJ and breaks out True Love, which is the last song in Shorzy. And it was just an absolutely gorgeous, precious, peaceful moment after all the beauty that we've done today.
And then I came yelling into
well
the
put,
room.
Well put. Well put.
Like he just did.
Yeah. Aaron.
Yes.
Your favorite part?
I have so many. I feel like it's just every moment's just an experience. Mm-hmm. Every single experience has just been beautiful and amazing. And, you know, we were talking at the airport of just how natural it seemed. It was just, we're home, we're a family. This is, it's not anything different or unique. We're just here, we're comfortable. And every single second that we spent came an absolute challenge.
Yeah. That's well put. Thank you. Oh, and Robbie.
Yeah, I think the most fascinating thing has been being here and seeing the sets. I've always had fascination with film production, seeing the level of detail,
right?
Places and premises in the set that the camera would never catch.
Yeah,
that still have this amazing level of detail to them. I think the most fun I've had was last night, shutting down Little Montreal.
Yeah.
And,
karaoke.
You called me silent earlier. We were not silent. No. We were all, I think, all.
You got up on stage.
Yeah, Robbie and Sammy Charm happened in the lobby.
Yes.
And we, this morning, we were all hoarse as hell. Needed a remedy. Remedy so Tanya helped us out.
Fisherman's friend.
We introduced you to Fisherman's friend.
Oh, it's that was a miracle.
There you go.
Terrible.
Taking it home. Yeah. Customs is going to be mad at me. And I just want to say, you pointed out that Awesome gave Matt a piggyback ride.
Mm-hmm.
Matt, do you remember this? I threw you over my shoulder like a sack of
potatoes. Oh my God.
Taylor! He started spinning around in circles on the sidewalk outside the Little Montreal.
Matt is not responding at all. He does not remember a thing.
Robbie, he needs a mic.
That's the front of the piggyback ride.
I have no memory of that.
No, but as soon as he said it, I saw it in my mind. I haven't thought about it since. You were a sack of potatoes, dude.
They drank it all. All right, guys, we have to start wrapping this up real quick. But the exciting part about this whole thing is today was the first full day.
Yeah.
We had two more days of this.
Yeah.
And what's coming up next is kind of – Casey's shaking her head. She doesn't even want to think about it.
Not ready.
We're going to be extras on Fuzzy.
You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Because you're fucking going.
Exactly. I mean, this is surreal, and this is the whole thing. I mean, like, ever since we learned about this months ago, I've been giddy, and I've been like, please, you know, I hope nothing fucks this up. I hope nothing fucks this up, because this is a once-in-a-lifetime. What's that?
And then the van died.
And then the van died. I know. It was a really stressful day on Thursday. Let me tell you.
That's the Sudbury magic. It was really sort of fun.
You weren't in Sudbury
it
yet.
It came together.
That's right.
You made it come together. You made it happen.
Well, and the Sudbury magic, you guys believe in it wholeheartedly. You guys have been talking about it all weekend so far. So
it's
been great. So quickly around the horn, really, really fast, because we only have a few minutes to go. Final comments. We'll start with Tanya.
Thank you. Thank you to Sudbury for all your hospitality. It's been absolutely amazing. Everyone has been so sweet and so nice to us. Thank you to you guys for coming up again. I know it was a bit back-to-back from December to now. And thank you for making it happen again. This wouldn't be the same. Like every bit of this is just so much better and bigger because you guys are here with us. And I'm so looking forward to the next couple of days. But even if it stopped right now,
yeah,
it would be awesome. Like, this has just been, it's been great. I'm going to cry. Go, go.
Matt.
Yeah, I still keep going, like, someone's going to jump out and tell us it's all a joke. This is real life, apparently.
Yeah.
This is what's happening.
It's not just fantasy.
Genuine, heartfelt appreciation for
Garden
everything
landslide
that surrounds me in my life right now. And this is just, it's surreal. So, I don't know. I'm gonna end it right like that. It's just amazing.
Perfect. Victor.
Yeah, for me, Sudbury was just another city in Ontario that I never really gave another thought.
Yeah.
And now it's like such a special place.
Uh-huh.
And special for so many
first
reasons.
Time.
I mean, it's such a wonderful city. There's
yeah
more train tracks per I
all back to the trains.
Here than any other city, I think. But such lovely people. I mean, Michelle is an incredible ambassador.
Yes.
And now I think we're all ambassadors for
mm-hmm
the city as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great. You know, Brian, Christine, Melissa,
yeah,
a wonderful tour guide in the mine.
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a one-on-one tour of the ores that were found in the mine afterwards. So that was a great experience.
She let you check out her rocks. She's
passionate about her job.
Yeah, it was really,
so,
really cool.
Great job, Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I miss meeting them the first time around when I came up here in the summer.
Yeah.
Because I was ill. And so this is very surreal for me, like to meet them all. It's going to be hard for them to see me as an antagonist afterwards.
Oh, I think
that's a problem.
I think we'll be able to settle in well after that.
All right, Joey.
What am I looking forward to?
No, final comments.
Final comments. Yes.
Yeah,
potato, potato.
Won't
be the first time. I guess just the whole thing is this is like our second, third day for some of us. Like we're only halfway through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot coming up that this was surreal again, like unbelievable that we're even here, but for what's coming up next is going to be nuts.
Awesome.
I don't actually have head empty. No thoughts. Seriously.
I am
living in the moment, and I'm trying to appreciate everything, and I am just so glad to be back here.
Josh?
Oh, sorry.
I mean, thanks to Kara, New Metric, and Christine, and Ryan for helping get everything set up for us and letting us come back up and do this. And thanks to Sudbury for mm-hmm being so nice to us.
Mm-hmm. Michelle?
I'm so happy. Thanks to Ryan for documenting everything and
yeah
to Christine for doing all the hard work and herding us cats and smiling through it. Thank you.
She's been paid to smile through it. Adrian?
Doesn't matter. She's doing it great.
There's such a thing as too much train talk in a fellow.
Leave it to Adrian to bring it back to reality. Excellent. Aaron?
No, you had. This is all amazing. Like, Sudbury, every moment seems to last a lifetime. Beyond thankful for the city of Sudbury, for Christine and Ryan. You guys are fantastic and amazing. Appreciate you all. Very, very, very much.
Robbie?
So happy to be not only with back with my family here, but in Sudbury doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I have a real fondness for this place, and so happy that we're here.
And to our guide, Christine.
Hey.
Any final thoughts?
It's been really fun.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that the dress that Tanya tried on was called a dirndl.
There you go.
Dirndl.
I was going to say, aren't they made out of clay?
Dirndl.
When Tanya came out of the change room was there once was a man with a lovely
He's crunching.
The multi-talented Christine, thank you so much. And Ryan, I know you're operating the camera, but thank you so much for all the goddamn extreme close-ups. Did I miss somebody?
Casey.
Oh, Casey, I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Casey. Casey, you've had so many moments where you've almost gone catatonic on us, actually.
Passed out yet.
You haven't, but...
I did lose my freaking mind when we got here, though.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
I hope so.
I wanted to be in and out of it, you know, before I
You sat on the seat.
I did. I danced on the toilet. And it's not
George's toilet. George's toilet. What toilet?
I'm singing. It was Jared's foot on this
I think we have video of this, so yeah. I'll definitely
make... I'll sing it all day. I'll sing it for him.
Perfect. Final comments?
This is amazing. Mm-hmm. New Metric, you rock. Sudbury, you rock. Christina, Ryan, thank you both. I couldn't have dreamed up a better scenario. This is dreams.
Yes.
This is dreams come true. Yeah. Yeah.
All I have to say is actually right now has been my favorite part because I've always wanted to do a live recording. And I mean, we're all so spread out. It's been tough. This has been so much fun. The energy right now that we're all getting from each other and all the laughing and the cheering. I wish we could do this all the time. You know, unfortunately, we'll be back to us in our office and Victor on his bad mic and Matt in his on his big deck and you guys watching, you know, online. But hopefully one day we can do this again, you know, back up here. And this has been great. You guys have been beauties. Thank you so much for making this possible. Like, yes, I put the wheels in motion, but we wouldn't be here if it weren't for all the people listening and for you guys who've come up, who came up and you know, made this like an actual family. So I appreciate it. I'm going to play us off here. Unfortunately, only those of us with head... What, Tim?
I was just going to say, should you not be coming for the big news about the being nominated? We found out...
Oh, that's right. Yes. Thank you. Yeah.
That's a great wife.
Yes, so our podcast got nominated for a Toro Podcast Award for Best Comedy Podcast, which is weird, but, you know, we'll take it. I guess it's all Victor. So that's the thrill. So whenever, you know, voting happens, or I don't know how that works, if it's voting, I'll definitely let you guys know and appreciate, you know, as many of you voting as possible. We're up against some stiff competition. Smartless is in our category. But whatever. I mean, they don't know about us up here, so maybe we can sneak one by them. Anyway, I'm going to play us off here with a song. Unfortunately, only those with the cans will be able to hear it, but it is Born to Be Live by Patrick Hernandez. And that's all we have for this episode. Next week, we'll have the gang all back to talk about what happened in the next couple of days. Don't forget to give our to use your promo code PROTOSTAND for 20% off any purchase at DiabolicalCoffee.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, rate us on iTunes, Spotify, or become a patron. You can also follow us on most social media outlets at PROTOSTANDPOD. Thank you for joining us. Now we're going to head over to the actual Colson for a live in-person after party. On behalf of Ryan, Christine, Michelle, Austin, Casey, Aaron, Joshua, Robbie, Joey, Adrian, Tanya, Matt, Victor, and myself, thank you for listening. Have a great week.